And instead, he's pushing this idea of whole inactivated virus vaccines, which is a much older technology. And the reason you went to mRNA or you go to subunit vaccines like what we did with our recombinant protein COVID vaccines is because of the weakness of the whole inactivated virus technology. First of all, you can't rely on it because it depends. To inactivate the virus, you have to grow a lot of the virus, either in eggs or in cell lines. And with a new virus and a new pathogen and an emerging pandemic threat, you don't know if the virus is going to grow well in the lab or not. There's no way to predict. So that's problem number one. So sometimes even if you want to make a whole inactivated virus vaccine, you may not have enough virus to inactivate. So that's problem. And we're sometimes facing that now with yellow fever vaccine. So that's problem number one. Problem number two is it produces a lot of side effects. If you remember in 1976, there was a big push to make a whole inactivated virus vaccine against swine flu, and it caused high rates of Guillain-Barré syndrome. And that's because the whole inactivated virus technology probably has more side effects than just about any other vaccine technology. So why he would pick that is just absolutely makes no sense. I think what he was thinking maybe is since, you know, this whole wellness and influencer push coming out of the MAHA movement, Make America Healthy Again, boasts about natural immunity and this kind of stuff. And so he thinks maybe it'll more closely resemble natural immunity. It doesn't. It causes severe side effects. So pretty much everything, every statement coming out of HHS about mRNA vaccines is incorrect. And it puts the American people under great threat.